Old Town Christmas Eve, 1957. I am slicing limes, standing on the hallowed ground of Mrs. Gonzalez's kitchen. The aroma of citrus merges with the steam of garlic, oregano, and comino, rising from the Christmas soup cooking on the stove. In the blue enamel stock pot, pozole corn pops up and grows round and round, riding the boiling waves of red chili. Broth made rich from pork ribs. I am 11 years old, and I have been invited by the women to share the making of the Christmas pozole. Last year, I was a child, kneeling before the living room window with the other children, using our fingers to draw Christmas pictures on the frosted glass. Gilbert drew a beautiful angel, and everyone joked that he would either become a priest or a hell of a good graffiti artist. This year, I am no longer a child. I am in front of the kitchen basin, on the mustard yellow linoleum, on the spot where it has worn to silver gray, polished by the feet of at least two generations of Gonzalez women, as they have performed the womanhood ritual of food preparation. The Gonzalez home is rooted on San Felipe Road. On Christmas Eve, the small home manages to hold a multitude of family and friends. The plastered adobe walls fill themselves full of the sounds of Spanish and English and laughter. San Felipe, the patron saint of joy and not taking yourself too seriously, always attends. The men sit in the living room, separated from the kitchen by an archway. Tonight, they drink shots of whiskey, chasing them with beers. The goal is to get drunk enough to have a good time, but stay sober enough that the priest will give them communion at the midnight mass. They tell jokes in Spanish, and then remember in the middle of the joke that not everyone there speaks Spanish, so they deliver the punchline in English. Everyone leans back in their chair and laughs, even those who are still grappling to understand the joke because they missed the beginning. In the kitchen, the women clap their hands together and laugh a buzz with the latest chisme, gossiping affectionately about who's getting married and if they are not getting married, who ought to be getting married. Then it's time to serve the pozole. Mrs. Gonzalez carefully fills the bowls, making sure that everyone has a piece of meat from the pork ribs that she has saved over a year to buy at the grocery store. After college, I walked through the archway into the working world of men. But Mrs. Gonzalez taps me on the shoulder and says, "A shot of whiskey's not important, but always remember to share the sweet meat of life and the latest chisme."